On the KSRO live line with us is the mayor of Santa Rosa, Chris Corsi. Good morning, Mr. Mayor.
Good morning, Pat. Hi, Larry.
It was quite the busy afternoon for the city council. Let's talk about district elections. And there was discussion about it last night. Where do we stand about how we're going to elect our Santa Rosa leaders?
Well, we stand between a rock and a hard place, and that was clear to us during a two-hour closed session with our attorneys yesterday, and then the public discussion that we had late last night after a long meeting. What we decided with a unanimous vote is that we are going to begin the process to move toward district elections in November of 2018.
Do you wish this just never came up? Because it seems like someone who was a reporter and has looked into numbers and statistics before would welcome a challenge to reexamine how things are going, because maybe there is some voter nepotism going on.
Well, I think that, a lot of the council feels that this is something that's been coming for a long time. As one of the council members said, it's not a question of if, but when.
Yeah.
And we've arrived at when.
And so what is going to happen next with regard to this issue as far as the council is concerned, Chris?
Well, what we need to do is go through a fairly robust public process. All we decided last night is we're going to set things in motion. We need to do some pretty deep demographic studies. We need to have, this is all prescribed by the law. We're driven by law here. This is, not a choice about philosophy. It's about following the law. So we'll have a series of public meetings where we talk about why and about what and about how. We'll have hired some specialists who look at voting patterns, who look at voting at the precinct level. And then we're going to be looking at some maps of the city and how to divide the city into districts that will be represented by council members. Those decisions will be made with a lot of public input and probably won't be made until after the first of the year as we go through this process.
But those decisions will be made by the council itself?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, let's get to the nitty-gritty. Let's talk trash, for crying out loud. We've got a new...
I love talking trash.
Well, you came to the right place.
15-year garbage contract. Some people are a little ticked off that their bill could go up 90%. What say you, Mayor?
Well, I say that nobody likes their bills going up. What we're dealing with is the reality of 2017 in California. We've had a garbage contract that was negotiated in 2003 that we've been operating under for the last 15 years. And we've been getting our trash picked up at a really low price, but that contract is coming to an end. The company that has been providing that service is going out of business, and we've had to go out and look for a new contractor. We've done that in a process that's taken most of this year. We had four qualified bidders on this. The prices were all in the same range. What we've chosen is the company that can do the best job as far as customer service, as far as providing the highest rate of recycling, and it's an employee-owned company. The people who work for them make a decent living. So this is what we're facing for the next 15 years.
So were we underpaying so dramatically that that's why we're going to have to see such increases?
Absolutely. Our rates are somewhere around 45 to 50% below what similar communities have around the Bay Area right now.
Mayor, before you go, you used to work for the big train guys. Smart Train got underway. What do you think? What's your sort of interpretation?
Well, it was a happy day for a lot of people in the North Bay last Friday when the train started running. I haven't heard any reports about what kind of ridership they're looking at, but this is something that 70% of the voters in Marin and Sonoma County have been waiting for a long time, and I'm really glad that the trains are rolling now.
Yes, it was a happy day on Friday, and we look forward to the rollout of those kinds of facts and figures about the smart train, too. Also, Mayor, want to have you on with us in September as KSRO gets ready to celebrate our 80th anniversary on the air, serving Santa Rosa and Sonoma County. So it'll be fun to have you on for that, too.
We'll be glad to do it.
Okay, sounds good. It's 8:25. Thank you, Chris Corsi. Appreciate having you on this morning.
Okay, thanks, Pat.